the opera itself was commissioned by NBC Television in 1951. It was the first Hallmark Hall of Fame presentation on television. So it has the unique distinction of being the first opera ever commissioned for TV and the first opera ever shown on television.
What's the story?
Basically, it's a derivative of the Christ, the manger scene. The three kings are traveling to see the Christ child, and on their way, it gets to be nighttime. They're tired and they're cold, and they stop in a village, and they randomly knock on a door, and it's the door of Amal. That's the little boy's name, and his mother. And they're dirt poor. They have nothing whatsoever. And they're shocked by the appearance of these three kings in illustrious robes with a servant and different artifacts, gold, jewels, and all that. And the boy is crippled. He's got a crutch, and he limps around. And basically, there's an act of faith that he shows in the opera, which allows him to be cured of being crippled. And then he's allowed to go with the kings to see the Christ child at the manger.
Tell us about the young man who was playing that role.
Well, we had a gender non-specifically named person last year named Jordan. And you're supposed to have a boy sing Amal, but we had a girl last year named Jordan. So this year, we are lucky to have a little boy named Joshua Di Bologna. And his father owns the Americana Hotel up in Ontario. And they came to the show last year and loved it. And they introduced themselves to me. And they told me that Joshua had sung the role in Ontario that year. And so I kept him in mind and got their phone number. And then this year I made sure that I went up there and coached him and talked to him and worked on the show with him. And I figured he was good enough to do it. So we have one singer coming from New York, Greg Shepherd, who sang Balthazar last year. And and this year, Brett Potts, who's from Houghton College, he sings the tenor king, and we have a baritone king, Jim Wright, and he was referred to me by Father Ledwin at Opera Sacra. So we've got a good cast, and Mary Kay Atlas, who's a local product and Buffalo teacher, she sang a wonderful show last year, and she'll be back to sing the mother.
And you have the Mighty Wurlitzer being part of the show?
Yeah, that's our ace in the hole, because one of the major costs of producing an opera, of course, is using an orchestra, whether you're bringing one in from out of town or whether you're using a local orchestra. It adds a substantial amount of money to the budget, and we have the benefit of having the wonderful Wurlitzer in the pit at the Riviera. And really, the Riviera Theater is a gem, and one of the reasons why it's still standing is because the Wurlitzer is in the pit, and it was saved because of this historic organ, and they love the fact that we're using it. We thought it was great last year when we used it. It adds a very unique sound to the opera that probably you wouldn't hear it that way in any other place. And a lot of whimsical, comical moments in the opera are highlighted by some of the funny sounds that the organ makes. So Ivan Dechenko will be playing it.
Valerian Raminski from Nickel City Opera, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.